You're listening to SBS News.
With the end of the Tokyo Olympics, sports fans are turning their attention to the Paralympics. Among the team representing the green and gold is champion swimmer Ahmed Kelly.
Many Paralympians have had to overcome so many different challenges to get to the starting line or behind the blocks or so on. And I think for us to get there and the stories that everybody will hear, it's quite incredible. And the sheer determination and the ability to never give up despite having a disability or despite having different challenges along the way to get ready and race your very best, it's quite incredible.
Kelly is aiming for his first gold medal at his third Games. He was born in Baghdad with severely underdeveloped arms and legs. He was adopted and came to Australia 23 years ago. And with one in five Australians living with a disability, the Paralympics is an opportunity to increase visibility and to present an inspiring showcase of elite talent. Kate McLaughlin, chef de mission for the 2021 Tokyo Paralympics, told SBS News that the event is an inspiration to other people living with a disability.
I think it's an amazing platform for people with disabilities in Australia, not just from a sporting sense, because it changes the perception of what people with disabilities, you know, look like and are and how they can contribute to community. So whilst they are, you know, amazing athletes, they just highlight it once every 4 years when we get an opportunity in the mainstream for people to appreciate what amazing things they can achieve in spite of their disability.
Two-time Paralympic goalball athlete Jenny Blow is preparing to head to her third Games this week.
It's not even, we're taking away that it's no longer tokenistic and they're just chucking someone with a disability on TV to tick that box. No, it's because society has people with disabilities.
Miss McLaughlin says the year-long delay has been tough for all competitors and just making it to Tokyo was never guaranteed.
The backlash had these Games been cancelled would have been absolutely devastating. I mean, I know firsthand from, you know, our athletes' perspective exactly how it impacted them when it was postponed in March last year. It was devastating to them. You know, this is something they've worked towards for the last 4 years, and to have it postponed is throws their whole plan out. So it was brilliant to see that it's continued to go.
Meanwhile, for Ahmed and the other athletes, making it to Tokyo means half of the battle is already won, but they still have their sights set firmly on a place on the podium. Makili Siren, SBS News.